Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about things which expiate and cancel sins out, erase the effects of the sin in this world. There's various things which can expiate and cancel sins out. For example, let's count some of them. Some of them are punishment in this world. God Almighty may punish a person for his sins in this world. This cancels the sins out. Illnesses, these cancel out sins. They wipe them away. The person won't be punished for them in the hereafter. Sorrows, sadness, this cancels sins out. Good deeds, you know, hasanat. Innal hasanate yudhibna sayyat, the famous verse of the Holy Quran, that good deeds, they wipe away the sins. Good character wipes away the sins. Bringing solace to a grief-sickened person, this also wipes away the sins. There's other things as well, which these things have been mentioned in the books of ethics and Quranic commentary. Right now, we want to concentrate on the first one we mentioned, which is punishment in this world. Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated to have said, "No servant from amongst our followers," meaning our Shia, "who commits an act that we have forbidden dies without first being afflicted with a severe calamity which expiates his sins, be it with regard to his wealth, his children, or his own soul, such that he meets Allah with a clean slate." Right? So if there's a person who is a follower of the Ahlul Bayt, the Shia, and all of us have, you know, more or less sinned in this world, major sins, minor sins, you know, none of us can claim to be, you know, perfect. All of us have made mistakes. God Almighty, because He loves those who love His Prophet and His family, He wishes such people to enter His presence with a clean slate, so they won't be punished in the hereafter. So God afflicts them with trials and tribulations in this world. And if they're patient, God Almighty wipes away their sins because of it, and so that they meet Allah with a clean slate. In continuation, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Moreover, if any of his sins remain even after that," what happens if, you know, even after this punishment, some of his sins remain? What will happen? The Imam says, "Then they are expiated by the pain and difficulty at the time of death." You know, the pangs of death, the pain that the soul undergoes and is afflicted with at the time of death, you know, which is one of those very difficult times. This is another thing that wipes away the sins of a person. One of the Shia, if some of his sins should remain even after the calamities that befall him, before that time. This is one of the things, one of the ways in which the sins are wiped away. As you can see, this is specifically allocated for the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, according to this hadith. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at calamities and tribulations of this world as ways in which sins are expiated, in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد